You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Kimberly Adams.
Diplomats from nearly 200 countries made a deal at the COP26 climate conference to do more to limit global warming. Not enough, according to experts, but it's something. Even without stronger global action, many people are looking to individual actions en masse to reduce emissions. For example, Google Maps now offers hints at eco-friendly driving routes, and many electric utilities are pushing consumers to install smart thermostats in their homes with the idea that small changes by millions of consumers will make a difference for the environment and for people's wallets. John Picard is an innovation catalyst and sustainability expert. He says the tech to do this is already here.
I think it's already happening. And I think up until connectivity to the cloud with thermostats, you know, Google and others, there was no window into at what time were we, you know, cycling our heating or our cooling. So I think it's already an ongoing thing.
What's it going to take to really leverage these new technologies at scale to make a difference?
Program. Like, I think they're going to have to give the thermostats away.
Who is they?
The manufacturers. The applications are going to have to be very secure, very private. You're going to have to control your privacy settings. I think that you get to architect and design the features that you want and when. And I think that the manufacturers, the Nests and the Ecobees and the Honeywells are going to have to jump into a relationship with utilities and start to look at, you know, how they can provide these incentives, these prescriptive incentives. So I think there's really exciting applications coming that are going to help people see exactly what their footprint is and also understand when they make these minor modifications, just cycling our appliances, that you can actually see when you're doing it at the right time and when you're not. But if somebody could just sort of get the big picture for me, and I could see the benefit and the savings and that I became part of the climate solution, I would be encouraged to stay in that network.
Why has sort of greening residential homes been such a challenge so far?
Too many platforms, too many people trying to do it. There's no single hub. People are hesitant about privacy. The other thing is they've done a terrible job of positioning the impact. We're talking about the importance for us to act collectively to be a portfolio of change. And so I think the thermostats are the beginning of sort of, you know, you've heard a lot about the smart home and the Internet of Things and the Internet of Everything, but they just never really made it as interesting as it is to us. They just didn't market it right, and they didn't communicate the benefits right. And I think if they go back and do that, I think there'll be a higher adoption curve.
John Picard is a sustainability expert. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.